guys are bros.
Hey, those guys are pros. Hey, welcome to J2K Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kareem.
Oh.
I'm not doing that.
So.
Me either.
We,
like.
In this time of the corona, we are doing a Zoom meeting podcast and an anchor podcast. So to all the people who are listening only, you are missing out. You got to go to our YouTube channel to see the insanity that happens on the camera. But we, like, are having a hard time, like, getting all together, so, like, we our apologies for changing it up on you, but we're still doing the deal. Justin is, has his kids today, so he snuck off and he's in a corner somewhere.
Actually,
he's got his sleeves on!
They're
real.
I know they are.
So, I'm by myself right now. I'm making some bread, so I got to skip out here in about 2 minutes to get it out of the oven. But I'll show you guys the YouTubers what the bread looks like.
Yeah, you're gonna have to cut it. You have to cut it open so the steam comes out.
And it's gonna come with sound effects.
Christine made me switch places because the light was. I knew it was gonna. What was it?
Make my eye bags bigger.
Like you can hide eye bags. Come on.
I can't. We don't have makeup or the knowledge of lighting. So,
yeah, the light.
Bagging up, baby. I look like I'm going on a trip because my bags are packed.
Look at the dark circles under my eyes. So.
In Justin's news, I try to make bread. Oh. My timer's going off.
Oh, run and get it. Run and get it. Tell us when you get back. Oh, let's go get it together.
Oh, cool.
Christine grabbed her phone so she could do something while you're gone.
I was going to show them the omelet I made.
Oh, yeah.
You made?
Yeah, she made a 5-minute walk-away omelet.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I don't know if it'll work. Can you see it? Oh, it's not working.
No, your camera's too bright.
Damn it.
Should've used the picture I sent you.
Well, I tried to make bread a couple of, not last night, but the night before. And while my bread was baking, I was fixing my iPhone because the antenna broke. Well, the charger port broke. So, my bread turned into goo.
Dang it.
100% goop.
Oh.
It was disgusting. The starter that I used was too watery.
Oh.
So it was like gack. And I completely fucking ruined my iPhone. So I'm talking to you guys right now on my tablet.
iPad.
Because my iPhone is broke.
So are you going to take it to the pros or are you going to get a new one?
Oh, it's fried. I'll have to get a new one. So, let's see if I can...
He missed that.
Ooh, wow. Look at that. Everybody on the earphones, Justin just showed us a fresh out of the oven loaf of bread. Dude is glutening that shit up hard.
Oh, yeah. Nice looking.
Woo!
Put a lot of butter on it.
We haven't made bread in a while. You make bread. It's good.
Don't look at me like that.
Put it in the oven and make some toast.
I made chicken salad yesterday.
My children demanded that I watch. Not to be real with
them. Uh-oh.
You're really...
And I was like, okay. Really? Yes. Yes.
Nacho.
Yes. I don't know what he's talking about. Yes.
Nacho Libre.
No, I know, but you kind of went mute there for a second. And then it was back on and yes.
Yeah, I was like, really, we have to watch Nacho Libre again? I'll be right back because my iPad's dying.
Dang it!
Okay.
Oh my God. Get
He doesn't have it together. Are you kidding?
No, clearly.
That's our Justin.
Oh, well. Well, we've been cooking a lot at home.
Yeah. Christine tried to just say she was making chicken salad, but she made, like, pasta salad with the canned chicken in it.
Good, like macaroni salad.
New version of chicken salad. Another thing to get confused about.
It was good.
There was no confusion. We knew what was happening the whole time. Because she was doing it, not me.
Yeah. But, you know, originally we were like, chicken salad is like greens with chicken on it, or it's the stuff you get, like, I got at Costco that one day, and it's just mayonnaise and stuff, and now we've got another one that's like, so it's like, shit, we're having chicken salad for dinner. Well,
there's pasta involved, so it changes it kind of.
But it's still chicken salad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chicken pasta salad.
It was delicious. That's what we eat for dinner.
So, prior to us starting, prior to Justin showing up, we were talking about a show called Z Nation.
Oh, God.
Justin, have you watched that?
No, I haven't. Okay. What's it about?
It is a zombie apocalypse series, and it is cheesy, campy, B-movie style, like, and you can't stop watching it for whatever reason. Like, I watched it and would be like, why in the hell am I still watching this thing? It's, like, so horrible. And then, like, something would happen where, like, oh, I want to find out what's going on, and then 5 episodes later, you're like, oh, shit, I'm 5 episodes later.
It's just hysterical.
And so now she's watching it, and I knew it. Like, she's, like, I go to the bedroom and, like, watch YouTube, and she's in the front room dying laughing, pausing it, coming in going, oh, my God, did you see what happened? You remember that?
What are you watching on?
Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous,
like, the acting is okay at best. And... like, I don't know, the plot is ridiculous, and the ways they kill the zombies are my favorite parts. Like, there was this one episode where they, it was like months, well, there's two of my favorite episodes. One of them was they were at a state fair, like the remnants of a state fair in Wisconsin, and there was this gigantic wheel of cheese.
The world's biggest wheel of cheese.
So they, like, they're, all these zombies are following them. And they push this wheel of cheese, and it starts rolling down this hill, and it's just taking out zombie after zombie after zombie. And then, like, an episode later, it's still rolling.
Well, episode later, like, they do a cut scene to a field by where they're at, and you see the wheel of cheese rolling.
It takes out a cow. And then there's just, like, pieces of zombies still stuck to it, so there's, like, legs and stuff. It's a super... And then the other one was the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, Liberty Bell fell off a truck and
it,
killed zombies.
Decapitated a zombie, and it was just really funny.
Yeah.
It's okay, stupid. I'm gonna have to watch this.
I thought it was, like, World War Z. Mm-mm. Like, a continuation of it.
No. No. It's not even close to that, yeah.
Yeah, World War Z is very serious.
Yeah, very.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, kid.
I know my zombie stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I love zombies.
She's a zombie pro.
Also, I'm like, I love sci-fi. Like, I love their cheesy sci-fi, like, Wynonna Earp.
Oh, God. That is horrible.
And I love, like, I don't know, I love those, like, Megalodon versus, like, Bigfoot or whatever. Like, I just love all those ridiculously cheesy sci-fi movies.
Yeah, like Sharknado.
I love Sharknado.
Oh, Sharknado's awesome.
I know.
Like, never seen it.
You go into
me
it.
Me neither.
It's like, it's stupid. You go into knowing how stupid it's going to be, and you just laugh because it's ridiculous.
I used to like the trauma movies, like the Toxic Avenger. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's super B. Like, yeah.
Super, like...
Super B movie.
Low, low budget B-rate, like, blood squirting everywhere kind of thing.
I don't think I've seen
I've been
that.
Watching Narcos Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Star-studded cast.
Did you watch the first one?
This is the only Narcos I've watched.
Gotta watch the first one, man.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's basically the Pablo Escobar story.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
this one's like El Chapo and gang, I think.
This is the most ridiculous camera angle. I have a giant gut and man boobs.
I see see your nipple.
I know.
He touched it and it got hard.
No, they're always like that.
He never lets me touch them. That's a game we play. I try to grab and then he shoos me away.
I've been losing weight, man.
Ooh.
I haven't.
I have not either.
I haven't either.
It's because you've been running.
I haven't gained any, though. I keep thinking I'm going to. Like, why haven't I gained weight? All I do is eat candy.
Yeah.
And waffles.
Still running.
Eggo waffles are, like, my new favorite food. I'm, like, revisiting childhood over here in quarantine. I got Pop-Tarts.
Ooh,
okay,
I
seriously have not bought Pop-Tarts for so long that literally when I pulled them out of the toaster, I went and grabbed a knife and cut the crust off of them because that's what my mother did. It's been that long. I probably have eaten a Pop-Tart that I still cut the crust off.
Wow.
That's cute.
And you're not...
crust off and eat it first.
And you're not gaining weight. That's really good.
I know. It's because I'm a diabetic. That's what Justin said.
Because you're diabetic?
Unexplained weight loss.
I know it's not funny, but...
I don't even know what it means.
What did you say, Justin?
Unexplained weight loss is a sign of diabetes.
Well, I haven't lost any weight, but...
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we've been bad.
And
I still have some routine because I'm still going to work.
Very
so
heavy.
I'm maintaining. But what happens is I gain a bunch of weight on the weekend, and then I lose it during the week when I'm not around him all day long.
Yeah, our body weight fluctuates. That's how it is.
Yeah. Good topic.
Yeah. Prior to starting all this, me and Corrine were hanging out for a little bit in this chat room, and she was asking about how I'm doing in the not working. And, like, the last few days I've had some more often than not melancholy moments where I'm just like, I wanted to play music yesterday, and I said, Christine, let's play music, and she said, okay, and then by the time we got around to talking about it, it was 8 p.m., and I was like,
Yeah.
I know, I was like, let's go. And you didn't want to.
I've been that way a lot, too.
He didn't want to play cards either.
Yeah, the depression and anxiety hit me like a sack of bricks all at once. And I know from past experiences, I like have to stay active. So now I'm like... I've been on a routine since this started, but, like, heavily following a routine, like, going to bed and waking up at specific times, and either going for a walk or going for a run.
Open.
I went and test rode a bike yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Bike stores are open?
A bike or a pedal bike?
Pedal bike. Bicycle. Biciclete.
Bike shops are open?
Yeah, it was odd. They're,
A lot of people do rely on bikes for transportation and might need repairs and stuff.
Yeah.
How did it work?
The doors were locked. And the bike I wanted they had in stock, but it was unbuilt, so they built it for me. I came by the next day just to test ride it. And they unlocked the doors, wheeled it out. Everybody was unmasked, but we all kept our distance. He gave me a pair of gloves, and I had a mask on. And yeah, I just rode it, took it back, and knocked on the door, and they came and got the bike. It's odd. And then a bike shop downtown, and there was a restaurant right across the parking lot from it, and it looked like the restaurant was fucking open.
Ooh.
Like,
well, I think a lot of places are open. You can go in and order to go.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
There were
people in there.
There were people sitting on the patio eating. Oh. There was a fire pit on the patio.
Wow.
And
the Victory Club?
No, right by the Victory Club. It's called, it's where that pasta factory used to be. The spaghetti warehouse or pasta factory, whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it's
now
called.
It's like a, Now it's like a patio bar thing.
Wow.
But there was a motorcycle cop parked right next to the people eating, and he was just sitting there eating, talking to somebody.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, there was a... The I probably shouldn't say the name of the place, because I don't... Well, I guess I can. The Guadalajara... Is it Guadalajara? No.
Los Arcos. I don't even know the name. I wonder if I should say the name. Yeah. I don't even know what the name is.
Sorry. Los Arcos on Commercial Street... Los Arcos on Commercial Street got busted for serving liquor in their bar, and now they lost their liquor license. So people were going in, ordering food, and then they were serving drinks. And somebody, I guess, had anonymously tipped off the police. And then they came in, saw that there were alcohol on the bar.
That was where the restaurant Guadalajara stepped in and anonymously.
Yeah, sorry. I always get them all confused.
Just kidding. I don't know what happened.
Like Los Arcos, Guadalajara.
Yeah, we're all yummy. They should have at least just put it in a to-go cup.
I know. But that totally sucks. You lost your liquor license and we're on the tail, hopefully the tail end of this. And now
yeah, that does suck. That's where liquor. So much money's made.
Yeah.
I don't know what end we're on.
Well, I'm hoping that we're a month away from restaurants opening. If they're opening, as of May 1st, they're allowing non-emergent medical clinics to start seeing patients.
Under strict guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
We could all move to Georgia.
They're open.
That's where I want to move.
It's hot there.
No way.
Is that where
you want? I do. I want to transfer to our nursery in Georgia.
You know how humid it is in Georgia?
Yeah, it's the sun's out all the time. It's so nice. It's like it's just the opposite of here. You just stay in during the summer, and then you get like, I don't know, probably 8 months of, you know, bearable weather. Probably 4 months of unbearable weather.
They have mosquitoes.
Isn't there like humidity and everything sticks like to you? Weird storms?
Dude, humidity is so great for my hair, you guys.
Humidity is horrible.
My hair will always look good. I won't ever have to do anything to it.
I think you should...
All volume and curly and frizzy and...
I think you should totally move to Georgia and give that a shot.
Okay. Guess what else they have in Georgia? They have, like, move-in ready homes for, like, $120,000.
Oh, well, that's because no one wants to live there. That's why they're so cheap.
Yeah, it's because it's so humid.
I've been to Atlanta once.
You know what else they have in Georgia that they don't have in Oregon?
Barbershops open.
Black people.
I know. Well, you guys know I'm on my quest to find, like, a black man. A gentle black man. You can't find him in Oregon.
Well, you'll find one there.
I know.
They have good barbecue. I'll give it that.
I don't know what that last part was about.
We're back to her Italian man.
I
don't understand what you meant, Justin.
I want to date a black guy because people of color make him very uncomfortable. So, like, once a week, I'm like, what do you think about guys from India? What do you think about black guys? I think maybe I'm going to go for a black guy. You go all like, okay, yeah. Makes him very uncomfortable. It's really funny.
Makes who uncomfortable?
Your coworkers?
Who?
My boss.
Your boss. Okay.
I love that Christine was like, they have really good barbecue, and I couldn't tell if she meant people in Georgia or black people.
Oh, no! Georgia! We've eaten barbecue in Atlanta before. But both.
They have great barbecue.
That's the one thing about the South. It's good food.
It is good food. Nice people, mosquitoes, snakes, lizards. Where it's like an hour away from the beach, panhandle.
You can go hang out with the spring
breakers. I bring that tan back from 1985.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, growing up in Missouri and feeling the hot, humid summers, it is miserable.
Yeah.
It's like when you step out of your house, it feels like, you know, when you're cooking anything in the oven and you open up the oven and all that, like, hot, steamy air hits you. It's exactly what it feels like when you open the door in Missouri.
Well, Corrine's from Ohio. It's kind of like that there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really humid in Ohio.
Well, upstate New York's just as bad. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh. I do not miss the humidity. And it's funny, because you forget how bad it is, and then when you go home
to visit,
I'm like,
it's not that bad, but I honestly haven't been back to Ohio in the summer since I moved here.
Oh,
Yeah. The summers are so nice here. Like, everyone comes out here in the summer.
Well, he got his first good taste of humidity when he went to New Orleans, right?
Yeah, with a extreme sinus infection.
Yeah,
that's miserable.
It's never good when you walk outside and your glasses fog up. It's like, yeah, nope, too hot.
I don't know. I enjoy this climate.
Yeah, we definitely live in a destination.
I don't know, man. I think our winters suck. I'll be honest with you guys. I think they suck.
I don't mind the rain.
I'd rather have snow. I just think I'd really miss, like, if I'm going to have a winter, I'd rather just have it, like, snowy and cold and get snow days and, you know, get to drive around on slick roads and do donuts.
Cutting cookies.
You're going to cut cookies?
No, cutting cookies. It's donuts, bruh.
Oh.
Hey, do you want to hear what I did yesterday?
What?
Or was it the day before? Day before.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Went to the store and I bought Crisco for baking purposes, but also to grease my pole.
Oh my God.
Grease your what?
To grease your pole? Grease my pole. What pole, you ask?
Yeah,
why? The pole that holds up the bird feeders so the little squirrel does not climb up and get into the bird feeders.
Because you don't have to shoot him now. Oops.
I was never going to shoot the squirrel.
I know.
That's what's funny about it.
Well, it's so cute, though. So on Friday morning, we were drinking our coffee because we're such old people. We have our little routine. We drink our coffee at our kitchen table, watch our birds. And the squirrel was out, and the squirrel has been caught a few times in the bird feeder. But
I step out on the deck, and I go, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, shit."
But I think he must try a different way to get to the bird feeder every time. So on Friday morning, we were watching him try to make his way to the bird feeder. We now have a couple different ways, a couple different poles. But I also have this wind spinner in the backyard. It's like wind art. So when it's like a two series of like spinning circles, and when the wind gets going.
Like Twister, those things really that spin.
So the squirrel started climbing.
Whoa, you don't have to yell.
Oh, sorry. Squirrel started climbing up that, thinking it was the bird feeder, but it wasn't.
Started spinning.
He started spinning around the wind spinner. Oh. It was so funny.
So is it funny to see the squirrel try to get up?
Yeah, I kept staring.
Haven't seen him try to get up the greased pole yet.
Oh, yeah.
But it was funny because for a day, he just went, and there's a little basket that's on that pole that just you can stick food in. He just sat in that and ate and looked up at the bird feeders, but he didn't try to climb the pole.
You tried to climb it a few times before the Crisco, and he'll go all the way up and then slide down. That's kind of cute.
Salem, Oregon has the highest population of squirrels I've ever seen in anywhere I've lived.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's like, I was watching them the other day because they're always on the power lines and everything, and I'm like, it just kind of had this moment of, wow, that would be so cool to be a squirrel in Salem, Oregon, because you never have to go on the ground. Like, you've got your own, like, private, like, highway to go anywhere you want.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm one of the 40% of people in this world that can make a squirrel noise. Did you know that?
Oh!
You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Oh, God.
I think you're on mute.
You couldn't hear it?
They heard it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's muted.
No, actually, we didn't.
Oh.
Well, then I'm one of the 40% of people that can make a silent squirrel noise you can't hear.
I'm one of 40% of people, too. Here, listen to this.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I went to Omaha, Nebraska, and there were what I thought were little black cats running around everywhere, pitch black, and they were squirrels. The squirrels in Omaha, Nebraska are black as coal.
Huh.
Weird.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Black squirrels. Never seen a black squirrel before.
I don't think I have either.
Back to your theme, apparently.
And Kent, they Ohio, where Kent State University is.
Those black squirrels have great barbecue.
Kent State has a lot of white squirrels.
Of course it does.
They're very boring, dull.
And they
just kind of sit around.
They have horrible barbecue. Horrible barbecue. So,
love to bake.
I don't know. I don't know about any of this. I hope YouTube lets us put this on still. I found my son's old Xbox 360 downstairs, and I brought a TV up into the office here, and then I went and I got.
Uh-oh.
Yes. It's Fallout 3. That game is so fun.
Well, I am really bad at aiming guns in that game, and yeah, it's tough.
You'll get the physics for it down. The controllers of Xboxes are weird.
I don't know. I know how it works, and I still can't do it very well.
Maybe you're too old.
That's what I'm leaning towards.
Well, it does require like double coordination, right?
Jeff. Failing at something is the first step of getting good at it.
You know, I don't like your attitude right now, Christine.
So here's a funny Fallout story. I played that game and loved it, and they came out with a sequel called Fallout New Vegas. And this was at a time where I could just play video games. I think I worked a night shift job, and I would just stay up and play video games. And I got so mad at, I think there was a glitch, and I lost one of my teammates in the game. And one of the achievements is to finish the game with all of your teammates. I called the company and like nerd raged on
about how their game glitched and you didn't get that achievement and they gave it to you.
The next day, I turned on my Xbox, loaded the game, and as soon as I loaded, it was like, bloop, bloop, achievement unlocked.
That's cool.
There's something to be said for nerd rage.
I know, seriously, I would have never even thought about something like that. I don't play video games. Maybe you call like 1-800-XBOX?
Well, no, it would...
Nerd rage?
It's Bethesda.
Yeah, I call it Bethesda.
Okay.
Name of the company that makes it.
Have you played Skyrim, Jeff? You don't have to aim in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
You just shoot, it automatically aims?
There's no guns. You're like a mix between a Viking and a knight. Ooh. And you can talk to dragons and stuff.
Oh, I like the sound of that one.
It's made by the same people. It's
well,
got
yeah,
a lot
it's,
of
well,
funny, campy stuff in it.
Walmart's having a sale right now on that game too. It's $12.88 for the game.
That game's amazing.
Skyrim, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's one of the only games that Nintendo ported over for the Nintendo Switch.
Well, I'm an Xbox 360.
They have it for 360.
Okay.
You have quite a few games.
Well, it's just a bunch of Call of Duty, and if I'm not good at aiming, guess what? I'm not good at Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's just war shooting. I loaded like a Call of Duty, and there's just a zombie one where you just go through buildings and shoot zombies. Died. The first two zombies showed up, I died. I'm like, pew, 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 zombie, pew, pew, pew. Bullets whizzing past the zombies. Bad news.
Funny.
Yeah, Skyrim is you just swing swords and axes and stuff.
You can do
explore caves and castles and
I can do that at home.
Explore caves.
Yeah. Lady caves.
Oh boy.
Oh god. Oh boy.
Stop.
Hey, shout out to Shannon Crossgrove if you're listening, a friend of mine who lives in Port Angeles. Does theater up there, very artsy and fun person. Me and her know about the lady caves. Peter Dinklage is inside one.
I caught a case of Peter Dinklage once.
And did you? Did you take pills or get a shot?
Pills. Antibiotics pills.
Yeah. That's how you ended up... That's how you ended up with the LFLD?
Yes, it is. It looks like a thumb without a nail.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Oh.
Scary.
So what else, everybody? I mean, we've offended black people, now midgets. What are we going to do next?
We want to talk about Trump.
What? Are you insane?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we want to do that. We might offend Justin.
Okay.
USA. USA.
I wonder who else we can offend.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. He's been highly entertaining, but whatever.
So, I haven't been... I went and socially... We did a really good job of socially distancing my bass guitar tubing, which was over at Jeff's house. I haven't gotten that out, but I'm going to get that baby out tonight and play some bass. Slap the bass.
I was looking into how you can play together on this Zoom system.
Yeah, how is it? Because everyone sounds always like off.
Well, yeah, and there was a way to do it, and I was reading through it on my phone and looking in Zoom, and it's some sort of split screen setting that I didn't have, and I upgraded to the next level so that we don't have to stop at 40 minutes. And so maybe it's available in there. I'm going to look around, and so I'll let you know, Justin.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be neat.
And I can play the tambourine, because now we have one of those.
Oh, sweet.
When it comes to tambourines, Christine Zapparel.
That's all I know.
I think I was telling you, Jeff, about the band Postal Service. And they got their name because one of them would send an idea for a song across the country to his buddy to work on, and then his buddy would send it back, and when they recorded it, they would like record it onto a like DAT file or a tape or whatever and send it across, like mail it to the other person, and he would add some to it. But the Postal Service are great. They did a little social distancing band going on.
Yeah, the band and the mail service are all good.
Yeah, they are. I bought some stamps trying to support those fools.
Some stamps?
Still the only instrument I've been playing. African piano, baby.
You can hear that way better than the squirrel noise.
Is it going through? Is it muted like the squirrel noise?
No, no. We can hear it totally.
No, it's a beautiful sound.
Yeah, that's super weird. Wait, were you trying?
No.
Oh, I never believe.
Where's the mic in this
I'm too
thing?
Gullible.
It's on the bottom. Yeah. We heard the first one.
That's so weird that it mutes that out.
That's so strange.
I think it's maybe the computer system thinks it's a background noise and it's trying.
I'm curious if it shows up on the...
Oh, it's going to show up on the anchor, yeah. It's my phone. I have my phone setting down by the speaker so that this is going to go up on anchor as well. So it'll be on there and people will be like, why does he just keep making that fucking noise over and over again?
So you have to watch us and listen to us to get the whole thing.
Yeah. And try to sync it up and see if you can do it. And if you can, email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com or check us out on all of our Facebooks and Instagrams and Twitters.
Justin's face. I miss your hair from last week.
I know.
That was so funny.
Yeah, it was funny. My wax lady called me and she's like, hey, just checking in. How you doing? And I told her about the podcast. and how I had wore my one piece lycra bodysuit with my mankini and my afro wig stuffed in the crotch and told everybody that I hadn't waxed for a while. She thought it was funny. I said, you should watch it.
That afro wig made a couple appearances at your meetings.
Yeah, I do a once a week, like, meet up with my guys in recovery. It's not an official meeting of any sorts, but we just Zoom. And so I wore my afro wig.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Where did you wear it?
On my head.
Yeah.
You did wear it on your head. I didn't know if you wore it on your head or on your chest or in your crotch.
On that head.
Armpit. It's right here. Wait, where did it go? Oh, yeah. Too far.
So, Christine, you want to totally dork out and talk about lawn equipment? Because I'm so excited I'm going to mow my lawn today with my new lawnmower.
Oh, yay. Have you got it all set up?
Oh, yeah. I've already made one go around with it.
Oh, just make sure it works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love lawn equipment.
My name's Jeff Epstein.
This is ridiculous.
So, new lawnmower, get off me. Does it have the wheels that turn? Or do you have to push it?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that.
First I was like, I'm just going to get the basic one. And I was like, well, it's $30 more for this. It's $50 more for this. And then it's like, well, the one that's in stock that I want, or the one I want is in stock. The one in stock's the... So I got a really nice lawnmower because I just talked myself into spinning more. Yeah, it's battery powered.
Nice.
That is nice.
A button and it turns on and it's amazing.
Is it quiet?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's really powerful.
So if it's battery powered,
like,
you don't
I don't know how many horsepower it's got, but it's got some.
Mm. No, you have to have lubrication for moving parts.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about the oil, if you need oil.
No, no oil. It takes Crisco.
So no oil.
But
no oil.
Yeah. The moving parts need lubrication.
Yeah, but you don't need to put, like, an oil gas mixer.
It's not oil for the motor.
Yeah.
Like, because it needs to mix with gas. It's oil for the moving parts.
Okay.
Like grease.
That just seems way more low maintenance. I like that.
I know, it is. Yeah, that's kind of why I went that route. Because if something battery-powered breaks down, I'm like, oh, the battery broke. Or a simple mechanic on it broke, but like a motor breaks down, I'm like, what's a spark plug?
Those new age lithium batteries are very spendy, though.
So, I got some toys last week. Remember the water guns that I bought?
Yeah.
So, to keep my children entertained, I bought some awesome super soakers. The ones you, like, pump up, and they spray really hard. Well, both of them were defective.
Oh, no.
One of them leaked from the bottle, and the other one sprayed constantly like the trigger was down, even when the trigger wasn't down. So, Target wanted me to send them back, but I sent an email to Nerf, because Super Soaker's made by Nerf.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending me two free blasters.
Yes. Great, and you don't have to, like, send them back.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think they stopped making these because they were so defective.
Mm.
Okay. So, we get the new best thing.
Cool. Well,
that's great. They did that right. I always hate it when you get something and it's defective and they want you to take the time to ship it back.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm still going to ship it back to Target and get my money back. I just got two free blasters.
Sweet.
Okay.
It's kind of like our airline tickets.
I Karen'd the fuck out of it. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we were supposed to be in Vegas next weekend.
Next weekend. I know.
I mean, the mayor of Vegas probably wants us to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
That's for his birthday present, though. I bought him an airline ticket to Vegas.
Aww. How are you going to make it up to me?
I already got you another birthday present instead. I bought you all the clothes.
Because clothes are a great gift.
You're like, I got you clothes.
Hey, I got you all those new underwears and t-shirts, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
it's not like you're not going to get the ticket at some point. It's just we can't go right now. So I had
so ungrateful.
What's that?
So ungrateful.
I know.
Great gift.
And when I got those, I went out like right before Kohl's stopped because it was like maybe March.
She ran the risk of getting 13th, the COVID.
And it was right before we shut down as a city, and I bought him a bunch of presents. So, anyways, so the airline, not only you can, I had to cancel the ticket, and they offered to give you a refund, or they offered to give you a $50 voucher in addition to, like, a standing credit. So now we can upgrade and get seats together, because it was the Spirit Airlines, and they kind of just make you sit wherever if you don't feel like paying. So I was like, look at us. When we get to go next year or whatever.
You're like, you can now pack those clothes that she got you and bring clothes to you.
Yeah, because the carry-ons for Spirit Airlines are like a laptop bag. It's not even like a backpack. It's ridiculous.
Well, the three clothing items she got me are great, but they are not warm weather clothes.
Yeah, but you've been wearing them.
Right, but for Vegas? She said pack for Vegas.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Hey, it gets cold there at night. You never know.
Don't jump my shit. Jeesh.
You never know. I'm sad, though, because we had a reservation at the MGM Park, and they had a bunch of pools and cabanas.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, that sounds amazing right now.
I know. One of the pools is like one of those beach pools where it's like sand and you walk in.
Oh, cool.
I know
somebody with a hot tub. It doesn't work, but they've got a hot tub.
They can always turn it into a pool.
That's weird. I know somebody like that too, and they did turn it into a pool like 2 summers ago.
Yeah, the kids enjoyed it for 5 minutes.
Whoever those people are.
You know who could fix that hot tub?
Who?
The pros.
The hot tub pros can fix your hot tub.
So, no song today?
Oh, no, we haven't done the song.
It doesn't work.
Did you have one written?
Me? No.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work in this format.
Do you guys want to see something really weird I can do with my eyes?
Yes.
Wait, are you going to do the zombie thing where they pop out?
Oh, you've seen it.
Well, we did it when we did Ouija.
Yeah, get closer.
I am. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, weird.
What's happening? What is happening?
This isn't good for radio, but it's great for TV.
How do you even do that? Do you just, like, squeeze your brain inside?
Muscles in.
Do you squeeze your brain inside?
I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm like, trying to think how is she doing that? Like, you're just like sucking her.
Do you use your inner head hand to squeeze your brain inside?
You look like a movie star that's had like too much plastic.
I know. It like it's weird, it ages you, but
I only have 30 seconds to make it out.
Does it hurt?
Well, hold your breath under the bridge. Hold your breath in the tunnel.
Where are we at? Yeah. Oh, 40. We're good.
That's my freak show.
I like it.
Yep.
I don't have any good talents like that.
You don't?
We can do this.
Your turkey call. Do your turkey call.
I've already done my turkey call. Not doing my turkey call.
See, I can do it too.
Do I have any special talents?
What's
I don't that? Think I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no. You do.
Everybody does. Can you wiggle your ears?
Nope.
No.
I
can do the nose.
Okay, well, that was a great show, you guys.
I know. Ooh, that's a good one, Green.
Thank you. Do that and your eyes.
I can't do half and half.
Oh, I don't know if I can, but I know I can. And now that you said that, my sister used to ask me to do the eye thing and cross them at the same time, which is really hard.
Yeah, push your brain in and do it with your eyes hands.
You're just so mean to me.
I actually had surgery on this eyebrow, and it sticks sometimes.
Ooh, there you go. That's your talent.
See, I knew you were talented.
That's awesome.
I like the face you have to make to do it, too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
You look like an angry sheriff in every Western I've ever seen.
Tell me where Bart's hidden. Bart.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Well, I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you. Go enjoy your bread.
Yeah, bye, everyone.
I'm going to go mow my lawn.
Have fun.
I'm going to keep this going, but I'm going to stop it. Bye, everybody. Wave bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're not recording anymore.
I forgot I can do this with both hands.
We're still recording here.
Can you do this with both hands?
Oh, my God, we're still on Anchor. Oh, I guess our Anchor listeners are going to get a little something-something.
Wait.
A little bonus for you.
I have a talent.
Oh, Christine's doing the...
Christine's got a talent, but no one can hear it.
She's doing the shaka.
But both... It's hard to do both fingers, Fox, now.
It's the Vulcan shaka.
Oh, Kareem got it.
The Vulcan shaka.
I guess I'm not as talented as I thought.
I can do the...
Whoa!
Whoa, wait.
I don't know. What is that?
Well, once again, great radio.
I know, and they're missing.
We're like doing a bunch of weird hand.
Did you guys, you know what else, what other talent I have that I found out during quarantine?
What's that?
My armpits are scratch and sniff. I haven't been wearing deodorant this whole quarantine, and I smell very holistic.
Well, that explains all the showers.
Yeah, I know. Good job. Good way to take a break from deodorant.
That's probably good,
though.
That's
how I do it.
Because I've
only been showering after I masturbate, so I'd say probably like...
Eight showers a day?
Well, as far as the deodorant goes, I was going anti-aluminum. I was trying to do that, which is hard, because then if you wear the deodorant that doesn't have the aluminum, you still... have perspiration.
I did extensive research on that, and I went back to aluminum.
Yeah, because aluminum could cause cancer.
Aluminum?
Aluminum.
And
lumens.
Not only cancer, but when you can't remember stuff.
Dementia? I already know I have that.
There's no scientific study that proves any of that. But if you get enough lumens in your pits... It'll light you up, and then the light kills the Rona.
It does.
Well, there's that.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So put the lumens up your nose.
J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting? J2K. J2K. Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget #totesdopeAF. J2K. J2K. Hey, everybody. Don't forget, you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.